You are listening to Pastor Marshall F. Prentice of the Zion Baptist Church. Today's message comes out of Luke 24, verse 13 through 33. Subject title, Reunited, and It Feels So Good.
We'll know that it's nobody but God. Let me go here now. God will allow us to have pity parties. He will allow us to go through low points. He will let us experience it all. And don't look back at me like that's crazy. Because he himself says, my God. My God. Why hast thou forsaken me? He wants us to know that he felt forsaken. Look at your neighbor and say, we feel forsaken. But the truth is, never forsaken. We feel it, but it doesn't mean it's real. While we're going through it, because our flesh takes us into the point that our head overruns our heart and our spirits. And our head tells us a lie because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. So the spirit enemy tells us God has left you by yourself. But the Holy Ghost says, no, he hasn't either. Because God loves us too much to leave us out there all by ourselves. I need somebody to say God's love is hard. Now, I need five people to holler back and say, his love is hard. Say, God loved me so much. He went to Calvary. God loved us so much. He hung on the cross. God loved us so much. He endured suffering. God loved us so much. He took nails in his hands, thorns on his head, a spear in his side, spikes in his feet, and he never said a mumbling word. He would not come down. He allows us for a brief moment to experience disconnect. And disconnect means that we don't feel and sense his presence. Look at me. He bears our sins. And sins break fellowship with God. So in the forsaken, God didn't forsake us. He forsakes the fact that he has to separate for a moment because sin separates us from God. I want somebody to know that you might be feeling disconnect right now. Maybe because you're caught up in some sin that you can't let go. It has a stronghold on you. And that stronghold has you at a point where you're yielding more to it than you are to God. And you don't sense the presence of God. You feel the disconnect, and then guilt comes over you. And when guilt comes over you, then you start feeling like a hypocrite. And then when you feel like a hypocrite, you don't want to show up in church because you don't want to feel like a hypocrite. So you don't want to be exposed. You don't want people to wonder what's going on with you because you think that they can see what you're going through. But only God can see what you're going through because the truth be told, they got their own issues to deal with. So don't think about their issues. Don't think about yours. Look to the hills from which comes your help. And the help is, how can I get reconnected? Tell your neighbor, say, it's good to know that even when I'm a mess, Jesus shows up in my mess. I want somebody to give God a high five. Don't give your neighbor. Give God a high five. Say, God, I don't want to be in my mess. I got stuck in my mess. But I'm glad you look beyond my faults and you see my needs. If God ever looked beyond your faults, stepped into your mess, I want you to lift your hands up and say, reunited, and it feels so. Good God Almighty. You know what I love about God? I don't care how long our mess takes. God will hang out in our mess. Tell your neighbor, say, he's waddling with somebody right now. But I got news for you. You ain't going to raise your hand. You ain't going to praise God now. But when God gets you out of your mess and you recognize that it was only him, you're going to lift up your hands. You're going to throw your head back and you're going to shout. I gotta go. He shows up. He walks with them. And then he acts like he's going to go in another direction. And those brothers was feeling so good. They said, can't you hang out just a little while longer? And Jesus said, all right. Oh, I can't wait for this part. Jesus sits down at the dinner table, pulls out his napkin, puts it over his robe. Then Jesus picks up the bread. Say bread. Oh, excuse me, Minister Brown, watch this. He picks up the bread, but he is the bread. I wish somebody get ready to shout. Say he is the bread, but he picks up the bread. And when the bread picks up the bread knows the only way you can get some bread, he got to break the bread. And 3 days ago, the bread was broken. Say yeah, he was broken. He was wounded for our transgressions. Say yeah. I need somebody to say reunited, and it feels so good. He shows up in our brokenness.